Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
This is a tale of the high seas, of ships sunk, of lives lost, and of vengeance sworn. This is the story of the Pirate Queen.
Come gather up, lads, and I'll tell ye a tale of the most fearsome pirate to ever set sail.
The sound of her name makes a sailor go pale,
for she is the Pirate Queen.
Her throne is a ship from which she seeks her glory.
She leaves no survivors, but many a story.
Don't you cross her path or your end will be gory. She's vicious, the Pirate Queen.
The stairs!
Should we head out and not up?
We need out of this fort!
After those nuns!
And the priest!
Hang on! I'm still loading me musket!
But first we need away from them marines!
You should have let me beat the life out of Mary Merton!
No time, lass. I can't lose another of me lads today.
Got you, you pirate scum!
I won't lose another!
There they are. Get them!
Do you know how hard it is to tamp powder when you're running?
They're trained to shoot us!
No shit, Gil McGill! Now move!
Through here, Captain!
Top of the fort, the battlements.
Was the fort this high up when we sailed in?
Hey, are you supposed to be up here?
Captain, where do we go next?
Ain't no place else to go, lass.
They're cornered.
And I've almost loaded me musket.
Step down.
Down?
Risky, Captain, with the rocks.
What do you mean,
let's
down?
Let's fit to them, lads.
Give me a chance to finish loading me musket.
We ain't afeard of risky.
We're pirates after all, Captain.
I'm not.
Grab Gil McGill.
Not him, Captain.
Then let's be making our escape.
Stop
me. What do you mean by that?
Ah, there you are, Captain Merton. We've just heard some alarming news about Captain Conway.
Aye.
We heard she got away.
Aye.
That's what alarmed us. That wasn't supposed to happen.
She went off the side. The Marines had her cornered and she jumped off.
Whose fault was this?
Not yours, Parrot. Is that what you want to hear?
Oh, good. Wait, was it mine?
Lottie! Lottie, where are you?
Captain!
Oh, thank the Lord, lass. What about our priest? Where's Gil McGill? There he is. Are you all right?
We jumped.
He's all right.
Captain, look! A ship approaching! They can't be on us already, can they?
I don't think so, lass.
Wait, I know that ship.
Sail once we're clear of the headlands, Caldwell. I want us away from that port and those insane pirate women.
You are the captain. Get us clear of the headland.
Thank you, Caldwell. Good work on slipping your binds earlier.
I don't think we should have alerted the authorities. Hung about to get that priest.
I feel bad about leaving that priest behind. I do. But he chose to be a priest in pirate-infested waters. It's like I always say, pirates are on board. Hello, Captain Conway. Oh, good. You brought the priest back too.
Captain Smeet, I can't thank you enough for making your ship available to us. Again, Lottie, hand me one of your knives.
I'm all out of...
Lottie! I feel better for having Smeet here on the end of a weapon.
Of course! It's our thing. Wouldn't feel right without it.
We might have got off on the wrong foot, Captain Smeet.
It's fine, Captain Conway. I forgive you.
The right foot is if you sass me again, then I'll feed you Uranus and work all the way back till I make you swallow your own tongue. This is my ship, till I say otherwise, and I'm not in an otherwise mood. Now, get us clear of the headland, then full sail to anywhere but this bloody buggery port.
You heard the captain. Get us clear of the headland.
Thank you, Caldwell.
I was able to find spare trousers and a couple of shirts for you.
Is that all you could find?
I'm afraid so.
Gilmagil, trousers, now.
Did you want me to put them on for you?
Hand them over.
I quite understand your emotions, Captain. I want nothing more than to feast upon the still-beating hearts of those responsible for murdering the men we love.
It's hard to lose people. I've lost people too, you know. I've spoken about my mission and of McGran.
I ain't interested in the platitudes of an old wench. My lads were murdered, betrayed by a fellow pirate, and then butchered by one of you colony types. I ought to slice the meat off every last one of you for what you've taken from me.
Captain, our friendship dictates, I suggest you don't kill a priest you might regret killing later.
My apologies, Gilmagil.
You don't have
a queen to. Always acknowledges when she's wrong. Tain't your fault. Tain't no one's fault but that governor and that treacherous leech, Mary Merton. And thank you, Lottie. I always thought your bloodlust would get us into trouble, not mine. But talking me out of murder, you're a true friend and a truly great pirate.
I learned from the best, Captain, and Filthy Jill.
Filthy Jill is a lesson unto herself.
Who is this Filthy Jill you always speak of?
So, revenge then, yes? Bloody murder, screams of terror and begging for mercy. People holding their guts in with one hand as you lop the other one off, one finger at a time.
My crew are dead, my ship at the bottom of the ocean, and my heart alongside it. We go where all pirates go at times like these.
Is that the volcano with the hag?
We're going to Meg's Tavern.
You let her get away.
I wouldn't say that, Governor.
Unless by you mean Captain Merton and not us, then maybe we would.
Did you let her get away, Captain Merton? Because wild horses don't wear out after a single dismemberment. Pillywinks don't break from a single thumb.
A pair of anguish doesn't stop working after the first rectum.
I suppose it was my fault for thinking a fort's worth of marines could handle three pirates.
Perhaps it was a mistake working with a pirate. Undisciplined. Sloppy. Your only hope is that the Pirate Queen will try again.
She's already proven she'll charge in, completely planless, in pursuit of her men. She wants her lads.
You told her crew were dead. She's got no reason to come back.
And that's why we have a new plan, a better plan. What Captain Conway needs is a deadline.
We'll post notes of execution. We tell her that her crew still live.
But not for long. Make her work to our timeline and have a trap ready for her. A proper trap.
Smarter marines.
Preloaded muskets.
More pairs of anguish.
I want my revenge.
And you'll get it, Governor.
Then lay your trap. Set your date. And when the day comes, one way or another, I swear someone will hang before being castrated, having their organs fed into a fire, cut into quarters, and disposed of at my pleasure.
I can't wait for it, Governor. To watch it, I mean, from a safe distance. You're welcome, Captain Merton. Thanks to my...
Our
plan. All is not lost.
I've known pirates like him. The bloodlust goes to the brain. He's mad.
Mad as being a pirate who works with a pirate-hating governor to hunt her fellow pirates whilst hoping she is going to somehow extricate herself unharmed.
If you think his threats of horses, thumbscrews and rectal fruit extends to me alone, then you're sorely mistaken.
We'll be more than so if we get the pair of anguish.
But it's a good thing we've got a solid plan to stick to, isn't it? Come, Parrot.
Why? Where are we going?
I should have stuck to pirates.
Watch out! Coming through!
What the hell?
Where were the cannons?
Where'd he go, Captain Merton?
I saw an old pirate carrying a barrel.
One of the fat wench crew. Can't seem to catch him.
I think he's this way.
Coming!
Should have stuck to pirates.
Are you done binding them sailors, Lottie?
I have. Gilbert, have you tied Captain Smeets up properly?
I've done it how you showed me. I don't know if that's properly or not.
Let's get to that tavern. You, Captain Smeets, will be lying in the belly of your ship, being hogtied and not escaping or nothing.
Aye, Captain Conway.
Cross me and I'll slice out your intestines and use them to bind you. Then you won't be going anywhere.
Well, no, he'll be dead.
Which I now understand to be a point contract. Intimidating.
Oh, gosh, I'm terribly conflicted.
Let's get to the tavern.
us a sight. Evening, Alice.
Evening, Meg. Lay aside enough rum to dissolve the liver of a hippopotamus.
And do the same for me.
Good to see you, Lottie.
And you, Meg.
And what can I get you, Father?
He goes by Gilmagil.
No, I don't.
Make it a small hippopotamus liver for him.
I don't drink.
Recent addition?
Aye. I mean, no, I'm not a pirate.
All things considered, I'll join you for one.
I shouldn't.
Drink, lad.
I suppose I could.
Cheers. You'll get used to it.
You always did like a project, Alice.
Say, last time you was here, you were in the company of my lad. You remember him? Other Jim?
Regular Jim, to be fair to him.
He's always been a bit of an other Jim. I say that lovingly, as his mother. Where'd he end up?
I couldn't say exactly precisely whether or not where he ended up one way or another.
Well, he's the sort of lad that isn't dead till you see the body.
You might be wondering about a few other missing faces.
Our Jim, for one.
Up from the ocean when your ship sunk.
Or Mr. Boone.
Thrown in a cell by that governor.
Oh, who else from the Fat Wench did you know? Do you remember Filthy Jill?
Hard to forget is Jill.
Everyone says that, but no one ever explains who she is.
She was a disgusting old baggage and a pirate friend of ours.
The most foul-mouthed and foul-smelling alleged human ever to curse the sea with her presence.
And she's sitting at yonder table.
Filthy Jill is alive?
She brought a bottle of rum and called me a pox-ridden slut with droopy tits,
so I have to assume so.
She's who told me about what happened to the fat wench.
Follow the smell, you'll find her.
Jill!
Captain!
And the other one!
It's Putrid Polly, you...
Captain Conway? You're alive!
Oh, and Jackmo too? But what of my lads?
We heard the governor had them executed.
No. The governor lets them live. He keeps them as bait for you, Captain Conway.
We went to rescue them. The cells were empty.
They are now in the woman's cells. The reason is long to explain, but would you believe that all your lads ended up wearing dresses?
It seems to happen inexplicably often.
We were in the wrong cells.
And that bitch Mary Merton lied to us.
That will do that. I haven't met the... She sounds a fucking sort.
Your lads, they helped me escape.
Don't forget us, my little Parmigiano.
That's right. Jilly and I got you where you were going.
And now they won't leave me alone.
Kind-hearted like we are.
Nurturing we are.
I can't believe this.
Get in here, Gilmagil. Meet the Italian fella, Jacno. And this lady, what kind of turned up? Putrid Polly.
I'm like that rash you get from... You'll never get rid of me.
And the legend herself. Filthy Jill.
And I'm like that got the rash.
Granny, is that you?
Now's not the time for one of your rambling monologues about your grandmother, Gilbert.
Shut up. That's this. You're my grandmother. She's the reason I'm here. I came here looking for her. For you, Granny.
What? Ooh, Jill. You've been f***ing around and spewing out babies.
That's not possible.
Why? Not.
Wishful thinking, I suppose.
Has Filthy Jill ever had a child, Captain?
Who knows how old she is or when she might have had a child?
I'm no f***ing grandmother, and I've barely been a mother for countless years. I don't know, Jill. You and this lad both talk like you're gargling marbles.
Are you Jillian McGill?
Not for a f***ing long time.
I don't understand.
Nor do I, lad. But then, my hippopotamus liver is starting to dissolve from all the rum.
You were a missionary some 25 years ago when you vanished. How'd you end up here? A pirate of all creatures.
Let's not disparage pirates, lad.
A petty criminal.
Careful with your words, Gilbert.
And covered in shit.
Fair.
That's none of your business, you bitchin'.
Granny, your language.
Let's leave the Scots for their touching reunion. Shark mode, I want to hear about our lads. So the lads are alive.
How is my betrothed?
Me who?
Benny! Mr. Boone! Is he still devilishly good-looking with a heady dose of danger about him?
He prowls his cell like a lion, powerful and deadly.
I can imagine. I'm imagining it now.
Stop thinking with your nethers, Lottie, and start thinking about how to get your nethers what they want.
The governor, he knows you will come. He is waiting for you.
And leaving traitorous pirate queens out to meet us.
But we must rescue the lads. And my sister, too, if that's not too much. much trouble.
Your sister has some fucking nerve, Giacomo.
Fiorenza is selfish, impatient, distrustful of others, but she is family.
Oh, I understand. Filthy Jill corrodes gold, but the place wouldn't be the same without
Please,
her.
Please, Granny. You're swearing so much I can't understand a word you're saying.
Oh, yeah, you wee turd and son of...
That governor's got a taste for pirate slaughter. It's gonna take more than sexual nun costumes to get one over on him. What's more, he's working with Mary Merton. She's a twisty-turny one. We don't have the firepower, the men on the ground, the home advantage, or even a single cannon to call our own.
Then how are we going to do it, Captain?
I've put it off as long as I can, Lottie. I think it's time to go where every pirate queen goes when facing certain doom.
We're already in Meg's Tavern.
That's where pirates go, Lottie. I'm talking about where pirate queens go. A place I visited only but once.
What is this place, Captain?
You'll be finding out soon enough, lass.
Ooh.
Can't you just tell us?
Don't interrupt the moment!
Don't you have any sense of narrative tension?
Hi, I'm Shane and I've got a new podcast. It's called One Season Wonders, a podcast about the TV we left behind, cancelled after only a single season, sometimes less. Each week, we look at the production and broadcast history of a television show and interview the artists who helped bring it to life.
They're like, oh, we're going to have actors come in for the Pete role. That's the role. And it's like, oh, that's the role. That's like, you know, I wrote my experiences into it. And the first actor that came in was a kid that played Napoleon Dynamite. And I was like, well, this seems appropriate.
There's a car that blows up in a snowy field. And they only got one shot to blow that car up. And so I remember there was like 20 cameras on that.
From actors to writers to editors and more. There's no rankings or ratings here. Our only hope is to bring to light some underseen gems. And maybe, in our own little way, we can uncancel these little slices of wonder. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of The Pirate Queen. And also, Happy New Year! Unless I've completely biffed up the release date, then you are currently living in 2024. How is it over there? I can't wait to join you. Hopefully it's a big, bright, beautiful new year for all of us. As Pirate Queen ramps up for her finale, now is the time to let us know how you think it's going, and perhaps what you'd like to come next. Want a second season of something? Think there is a gap in the podcast's genre scattershot? Oh, that's a mouthful. Head to that episode description, click on them their social media links, and let us know. That's it from me. Thanks again for listening. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Happy New Year. Bye.
Right, lads, it is I, your warden. You're about to have a visitor. I don't want no spitting, no cursing, and no throwing your monthly rags in people's faces like that last lot took to do it.
Who were the last lot?
It were Jill and Polly.
Come on in, visitor. They're all yours.
Captain Mary Merton, the Pirate Queen. Well, not pirate, not queen neither. Are you even a captain anymore?
All right, keep it down.
Quiet down, lads. Let's hear what the treacherous dung beetle has to say for herself.
Cocky for a man sentenced for executing.
We all know the governor is keeping us alive until the captain tries to rescue us.
She ain't rescuing you. She would have been here by now.
She is coming. There is a persistence to the Pirate Queen that, despite her rather tedious qualities, I find somewhat admirable.
What's taking her so long?
Ugh, good question. She and that bloodless girl keep stopping to have moments of personal growth and to deepen their bond as friends.
Ah, touches my heart, the friendship those two have.
They are good for each other, Mr. Boone.
Who knew the true crime of pirates was gross sentimentality?
And it's that sentimentality that'll see her rescue us. The captain is sentimentally attached to us.
Perhaps she is coming. You best get praying she makes it here in time.
In time for what?
Your execution.
We don't want her to make it on time for our execution.
What?
We want her to be here before our execution.
You pirates are impossible.
And yet, You'd still prefer coming down to our dungeon and lording over us than hanging out with your cravat-wearing boss and his floppy-hatted canaries. Treachery not floating your boat, Captain Merton?
See this? It's a notice of execution. Yours, Mr. Boone, and your lads.
Oh, but not mine. I'm not a pirate, you see.
For all of you. Maybe your queen is coming.
Of course she is.
She definitely
then
is.
Then she best make haste, eh? Because you've got a date to keep.
To think, Mary, you used to be a queen. Now you're the messenger wench for a homicidal stuffed shirt.
Warden, I'm done.
You'll be done soon enough, Captain Merton. You should have stuck to pirates.
That longboat tied, Lottie.
Aye, Captain. This is a funny jetty. Decrepit, almost.
No one comes to this place, lest they're a pirate queen. Oh, I hope I'm making the right decision.
Did we need to bring the rabble, Captain?
I have sworn to help you rescue the lads and my sister. You perhaps did not need the old women.
Hey, we may be f***ing old, but we ain't f***ing deaf.
You ain't getting rid of us, my firm.
I don't know why you speak to this man in such a vulgar way, but you won't even look at me, your grandson.
Hey, f*** me.
Did you need to bring the f***? Priest.
Gil McGill is sort of one of the lads now.
No, I'm not a pirate.
So seeing's I couldn't bring one without the other, and seeing's how I didn't want to row the boat myself, we're all here to visit the hag what lives on top of this here volcanic mountain. This is important. The lives of all the lads and Italian sisters what we love may hang in the balance. So shut up the lot of you, and let's be getting on with it.
What are we looking for, Captain?
Some sort of trail, a way through the mists and jungle.
It is hard to see anything in this fog.
It is a moody landscape. It is what I remember most about this island. That and the hag herself, what lives atop it.
Look, Captain! A shadow in the mist!
I see it, Lottie. Ho there!
What the f*** did you call me?
What's that smell, Captain?
Is it sulfur from the volcano?
It smells like...
Why the f*** you screaming at me like a f***ing bar? The least you f***ing can do is talk proper to me without yelling at me and calling me a f***. No?
Is this the hag, Captain?
Hag? You calling me a hag?
No, are you not?
What a thing to say to a buddy! I'm no f***ing hag!
Yeah, no one gets to talk to her like that except us!
Mind your f***ing manners, or you'll be needing a f***ing big stick to lever our boots out of your sagging. Who the fuck do you think you are? Coming here threatening me?
We're f***ing pirates!
Don't disrespect this.
Or any of these other f***ing f***s what we call family.
How can you call them family?
Not the time, lad.
Everyone who comes here is a f***ing pirate! But I like your spirit, I does! You're a couple of saggy dry c***. After me own f***ing spirit, alright?
I see a twinkle in your eye, not unlike our own.
Fancy a swig of rum!
Oh, you're too f***ing kind!
And that's what the smell is! It's filthy Jill!
Do we need another hideous old woman?
Ooh, who is this spicy lad with the twiddly moustache?
Please, do not flirt with me.
He's f***ing cute, isn't he?
He's god f***ing adorable.
Ooh, look at his fancy f***ing moustache when he frowns!
Captain, aren't you going to step in?
Seems to be going pretty well, Lottie. We just need Jill and Polly's new friend to take us to see the hag.
I'm not a dry s***. I can take you through the mists.
I'd appreciate that, strange lady.
I go by Rancid Carol because of my s***y language and my f***ing demeanour.
And your smell.
Oh, f*** you.
This jungle ain't half sweaty, ain't it?
My pits are like a bog sizzling in the sun.
Those are your pits on a regular day, Jill.
I can't refute it. Also, f*** you.
Language, Granny.
And f*** you and all.
Look, a pool. We could have a refreshing dip before we meet this ant.
Do not touch those waters. It'll melt the f*** from your body. Many a f*** pirate did wade into yon pools. Nothing of them dirty f*** was ever seen again, except their belt buckles.
We'd be fine. Take off a couple layers of filth.
You used to be a clean woman. The pride of the parish you were, Granny.
Aye, shut up, lad. You embarrass me.
Come! We've a long way to get up this f***ing mountain.
So, Rancid Carol, you live on this island? showing pirate queens to the hag.
I was a pirate myself not too long ago. Stepped on my way here, I my britches in a longboat. Right mess it was. Soaked right through. The called my captain, marooned me here as punishment. So I've taken to showing people around. Passes the f***ing time. Ah, here we are. The bridge.
You more gaps in it since the last time I was here.
Mind your footing lest you tumble and be f***ed. Why don't you cross first, handsome lad?
But of course.
That way we can watch you walk away.
Granny.
You made it, Lottie. Take my hand.
I don't need your hand.
Of course you do not.
Hurry up, Jill. No staying behind to rot the bridge and torment your grandson.
I never get to have any f***ing fun.
Oh, Granny, please.
Once they've crossed, the trek truly begins.
I was hoping we were almost done.
Oh, no less. You want to see the hag? You have to f***ing want it.
So, why is this hag so important? What does she do?
She is the keeper of queens. You want to call yourself a f***ing pirate queen? You have to get this f***ing blessing. No one knows from whence her power comes, but all respect it. Careful on this next bit. The path goes mighty narrow.
I see it. You keep it up, Gil McGill.
I am, Captain.
Filthy Jill not trying to murder you.
Hey, you don't want to kill the lad.
That's the nicest thing you've said to me.
And it's the nicest thing you're going to get, you
Most queens visit the hag but once. Something when a queen needs help.
What sort of help?
Dunno. When a queen gets the hag's approval, she'll offer to render the queen aid in her time of need. Except no queen has ever asked. After all, what sort of gobdog of a queen would ask for help?
Tis true.
Captain, you've always told me there's no sin in asking for help.
Tain't strong, is it? Many a queen would rather take a kick in the than like it than admit her failings. Cause once she asks for help, well, what's left to be f***ing queenly about?
How absurd. My love of you has nothing to do with you being a queen, Captain.
I have never known your lads to stand on ceremony.
Tis a conclusion I've been working to. If I have the choice of being queen without my lads, or a lowly cabin lass in their company.
You're about to have that choice, pirate queen. The summit is a little further. From here, the queen goes on alone.
Then why are we here?
For moral support.
I scaled a mountain in a cassock for moral support?
We came all this way and we don't even get to meet the hag.
I'm about to face down the old bitch and beg for the life of my crew, Lottie. There are hotter fires in the iron.
Apologies, Captain.
We wait here, right, ladies?
Ooh, isn't he a f***ing charmer?
I can't remember the last time someone called me a lady.
I'm blushing. You can't tell because of how dirty I am.
Hello? Hag? Where are you?
Oh, a visitor. It's been too long.
I thought you didn't like to be disturbed.
Nonsense. I'm a people person at heart.
And why do you live at the top of a volcano by yourself?
I'm an old woman and I got stuck up here. Knees, the true enemy of pirate queens everywhere. Say, do I know you?
We've met before.
And you've come back to ask for your help? Isn't that a thing? Follow me to this huge, unlit bonfire.
The beacon.
Aye, the beacon. Back in my queening days, I came up with the idea. And it's been used but once before.
Your queening days? You were a pirate queen?
I was the first pirate queen. Not the last. And not the only. Look out between them trees, lass. What do you see?
The ocean. The infinite blue. Stretching out till the eye can't see no more.
I like that. That was nice.
Thanks.
And in those waters are them what sail them. Them what call themselves queen of them. Every one of them queens has heeded my call, heard what I've had to say. They know to watch for the beacon, one of many up and down every coast, stationed on every island from here until it travels around the globe and gets back to here. I light this beacon, and every pirate queen with sails shall come to your aid. This was the promise they made.
What happened the last time the beacons were lit?
That's another story.
I should like to hear it.
It's boring.
Go on.
If you must know, it was a rogue candle.
Huh?
I was trying to liven the place up, but forgot I'd left it out. Before I knew it, every queen was weighing anchor, coming full sail into port. I had to buy more than a few rounds at Meg's Tavern to smooth them ruffled feathers. Let that be a warning for you, lass. Don't leave candles unattended.
If I light this beacon, I may have the power I need to rescue my lads, but to shame myself in front of every pirate queen that ever was.
I never stripped a queen of her title before. Might be fun.
But if I don't ask for help...
I'll hand you this torch, just in case.
When all this began, I swore to get my lads back, to face any danger, sail into any storm, cast aside any ego and light any fire.
So the beacons were lit.
Captain Vandervliet, there's something on deck you need to see.
I'm on my way, lad.
The summoning of the Pirate Queen had begun.
Where is it? What am I looking for?
Off the starboard side, Captain McBoogle.
A message sent and a message received.
What is that? Do you know what that is?
I have an inkling, Captain Ackwell.
Across the Caribbean, across the Pacific, and then the world!
Mon chéri, this is a most incroyable thing.
Is it a good thing, Captain Laurent Poutin?
Oh, this isn't the story of the Pirate Queen.
Oh, that's lovely. Somebody's asking for our help.
What would you have us do, Captain Fett?
But a story of all the Pirate Queens.
Anchors up, full sail. Load every cannon, every gun, sharpen every blade.
Aye, aye, Captain Fjandidor.
If it's a Pirate Queen they want, then a Pirate Queen they'll get.
The voices of
Rhiannon Mauchel as Captain Alice Conway,
Jacqueline Osorio as Lottie, Filthy Jill and the Hag,
Kieran Davey as Gil,
Catherine Jones as Captain Mary Merton, Putrid Polly and Meg,
Dan Pye as Commodore Goodsir,
Stephen Jobson as Commodore Parrot and Cordwell,
Matt James as Captain Smeets and Wigget,
Andrew James Spooner as Giacomo de Verrazano and Governor Maybank,
Matt Graham as Benjamin Boone, Cannonball George and Two Thumb Tom,
Rosie Williamson as Sybil,
Lucy Clapp as Firenze de Verrazano,
and
David Moss as Gimlad,
with additional voices by
Lucy Clapp,
Kieran Davey,
Matt James,
Stephen Jobson,
David Moss,
Rhiannon Mauch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jacqueline Osorio,
Dan Pye,
Andrew James Spooner,
and Rosie Williamson.
Words by Kieran Davey. Theme composed by Matthew Samer and arranged by Andrew Chamberlain. And incidental music by Andrew Chamberlain.